You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, May 14th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, happy Friday. All NFL fans are super pumped up. There are something like 118 days between now and the opening game of the 2021 NFL season. Obviously, we all know the schedule now, and we all know the games that we are looking forward to. One game that many a football fan are very excited to see are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the whole gang. It's going to be a great time. And I tell you what, there might be a lot of narrative juice that this game is dripping with. In case you didn't know, Tom Brady Sr., yes, that is the quarterback's father, said on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston on Thursday that, quote, "We expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly." You throw on a frankly at the end of a statement, and I mean, like, people know that you mean business. But, you know, it is what it is. This weekend, there will be a lot of rookie mini camps. In fact, most of the NFL is having their rookie mini camp starting this weekend. The Washington football team, though, had one of their rookie tryout players test positive for COVID-19, according to NFL Network. As a result, Washington is moving forward with only having draft pick players and other eligible players in terms of players that haven't played enough. There are certain restrictions the NFL has that are going to be eligible to participate in their rookie mini camp. We hope all is well there. Speaking of rookie, the Tennessee Titans locked down their top one. That's right, cornerback Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech, who the Titans took in the first round, signed his rookie contract on Thursday. Congratulations to him. There was a tight end taken in the top five of the 2021 NFL draft. Kyle Pitts will hopefully restore the position to a high level of glory, and it seems that a group of tight ends want to do that themselves. Adam Schefter tweeted out that tight end U is now a thing. I'm being serious here. Tight end U was announced as a tight end summit featuring tight ends from across the league. It is apparently being spearheaded by George Kittle, Travis Kelce, obviously the two best in the business at the moment, and Greg Olsen, who obviously is a recent retiree. They're going to work on, you know, tight end stuff. I mean, who doesn't love that? So this is really cool. I love the positional pride. Very cool to see tight end you. You just know that either George Kittle or Travis Kelce, when they do their Sunday Night Football thing and they say their name, they're going to say George Kittle or Travis Kelce, tight end you, instead of their particular school. All due respect to Iowa and Cincinnati. Of course, moving on, the Denver Broncos might be making moves. That's right, the Denver Broncos. This is a weird story. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo reported on Thursday that they were waiving wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton, after trying to trade him but not really getting much traction there. And you generally hear this, you know, teams, man, we wanted to trade this guy, but we couldn't, so we're going to ultimately end up waiving him, and it is what it is. But according to Mike Garofolo, it appears that they may have some suitors. So they have not technically waived Hamilton yet, and they might be doing so soon enough. So we'll see if Denver ultimately gets something for their wide receiver. Going from Broncos to Colts, Indianapolis has a new kicker. Eddie Pinheiro signed a one-year deal with the club. Very cool. Watch out, Rodrigo's. But getting back to the Broncos, they have a new offensive tackle. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussion about that position with what they've had going on over the last couple of weeks. Cam Fleming, who just had some time with the Dallas Cowboys. I can tell you about his time with the Dallas Cowboys at least. But he signed a one-year deal with the Denver Broncos worth up to $3.67 million. Let's talk trades. That's right, just because the NFL draft is over doesn't mean that teams aren't working the phones. We already talked about Denver maybe moving their wide receiver. Well, one of the teams in their division, they might have, you know, heard that the Broncos have a plethora of wide receivers, and they say, you know what we got to do? We got to get dudes who can cover wide receivers. So the Kansas City Chiefs traded with the Minnesota Vikings. Here are the terms. Kansas City is giving up a 2022 sixth round pick in exchange for Minnesota's 2022 seventh round pick and veteran cornerback Mike Hughes, who Minnesota took in the first round back in 2018. A simple late pick swap, no big deal. Sometimes these things happen. Obviously, Kansas City wanted priority. They're willing to pay just a little bit of a price. So, cool deal. Congratulations to the Chiefs, to Mike Hughes, to the Minnesota Vikings, to everybody. We want everybody to be happy. Final thing here, obviously, you know, the entire NFL world is awaiting to see what is going to happen with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. For what it's worth, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport tweeted out a statement from his lawyer, Rusty Hardin, on Thursday. It reads as follows, talking about Mr. Busby, who is the lawyer involved on the opposite side here. Anyway, in a recent interview, Mr. Busby stated that a, quote, a settlement is not happening. End quote. We certainly agree that there are currently no settlement negotiations being conducted. While we have never approached Mr. Busby about a settlement, he has approached us on numerous occasions in the past about the possibility of a settlement. We have made clear all along that there would be no settlement unless the terms are made public and all participants are allowed to speak in their own defense at all times. We want none of the participants, the plaintiffs or Mr. Watson, muzzled by a settlement agreement. Mr. Busby does not feel the same. I am a little bemused by Mr. Busby pronouncing piously, that his clients are not going to settle and that they want their cases to play out in court. The fact that this whole thing started with his attempt to extort money and avoid court shows that irony is not dead. I guess it has just been raised to a new level. The word piously will trip you up. Everybody be careful. We'll see what comes of this. As we've said all along, this is something where we're all waiting for all the facts to play out. And so that is the latest on Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. That is the latest in the world of the National Football League. And whatever is going on in that world is going on in our world here on the SB Nation NFL Show. So make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. Make sure you leave a rating on the SB Nation NFL Show. And make sure you write a review on the SB Nation NFL Show. I can promise you that we will read it. The other thing I can promise you is that I want you to have a great day. All right? Just have the best day you've ever had in your whole life. We'll see you next week.